He has a big heart. That's one of the things that's it's not said often enough about some ball players, and that was Brewski. He was a guy that he loved the game, and you heard so many stories, or you hear so many stories about how he just wanted to play and how he just wanted to get on the field, and his you know, his high school and his college career of being a defensive lineman, and then you know, and that's a, it's kind of a glory spot, and in how he went about, you know, leading the, I guess, collegiate college NCAA and sacks and all that stuff like that, but then to come and be an inside linebacker, not even an outside linebacker, and come on and take on blockers and stuff like that, and it, you know, it takes a big man to make that sacrifice and accept that role and do it for so many years. So when I caught him, it was he understood the inside linebacker position, but it was more of Pepper, what do you see? You know, he saw the game a different way from being a down lineman. So that's all I really, you know, tried to help him, you know, see the game from two legs instead of down with his hand on the ground.
Besides, you know, the big plays that everyone remembers, people remember his leadership ability.
Exactly.
Maybe one of the top ones that you guys have had?
It's hard to measure leaders. I don't really want to say, I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's hard to measure leaders. I think once you really is classified as that, and I, you know, myself personally, I view a person as a good leader. There's not the greatest ever or whatever. I mean, Harry Carson is always going to be my captain, and we always call him my captain, but that's on a different level. I don't have anything to do with Teddy Brewski. But as far as him being here, I think in order to have good leaders, you have to have guys that believe in yourself, and you have to go out there and prove yourself. It's one thing about a guy that's a rah-rah guy, you know, in the locker room or out on the field, start chants or anything, stuff like that. But it's another thing when as a player, you're watching a guy that he leads by example, he leads on and off the field. He's a guy that everybody is tired and dying, and the coach say, you know, one more sprint, and he's out there leading the pack. All that stuff is a combination, and I, you know, Teddy is a poster child for that.
Pepper, can you talk a little bit about Bill Parcells a little bit, Hall of Fame this
Parcells.
Week?
Parcells, oh, yeah.
Can you just give me a couple lines on Parcells getting elected?
I mean, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him because I know that's something that, and he would never admit that he, you know, he looked forward to getting it, or he was happy that he got voted for. I'm quite sure when he was elected, if cameras was in his face, he didn't show any expression, but he walked away and got behind closed doors and, you know, and pumped his fist because he deserved it. He is a guy that he made you feel good for playing for him, you know, that he, it was hard to get a pat on the back, but when he did give you a pat on the back, you felt like you deserved it, and you earned it, and you worked hard for it. And he always referred to us as guy players that made the family portrait. Not too many guys, you know, that played up under him made the family portrait. But when he said that you made the family portrait, that, you know, it kind of warmed you a little bit. I made the family portrait.
he had a sense on players that was undescribable in one way. You know what I mean? On how he coached and how he motivated players. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
I have kind of mixed emotions about the whole motivation thing because I know he was a great motivator, but I always strongly believe, way before I met Coach Parcells, that you have to motivate yourself within. And then we had the NFC Championship game against San Francisco in 90, and he addressed the team that Monday morning, and he talked about, he went through his normal ritual of, you know, we're going to do this, a daily schedule or whatever. And then he talked about the trip going out to San Francisco, and he ended the meeting saying that that everybody packed for 2 weeks because it wasn't a bye week before the Super Bowl. And he said everybody packed for 2 weeks. And everybody understood what he was talking about. He got kind of like getting a little shiver now that you knew that we was going out there for business. Couldn't wait to get back at those guys. And the rest is history.
Your biggest takeaway on Teddy, or coaching, being around him, what's your biggest takeaway from him?
God, it's kind of hard because, like I was just telling these guys earlier, that Teddy did so many things well. And he's, one second you read about him being a high effort guy. He's a guy, a try hard guy. But Teddy was a technician. There was a lot of things that he could get his body into some positions that normal people can't do. But he was a hard worker, and it showed out on the field. It showed in the classroom, and everything that he did. He took it serious. He could joke with the best of them, but at the same token, when he got between the white lines, he made things happen.
You ever played with a more intense linebacker? Obviously, played with LT, but
yeah,
the fact that his intensity is one of the things that stands out to a lot of people.
It is, and it's, you know, it's kind of like the leadership question. I think after you hit a certain plateau, it's you know, it's, that's it. But it, Carl Banks was, you know, he was very strong, very intense guy out on the field. And, you know, you try to mock him a little bit. You try to pattern yourself after him. But, Teddy Bruschi, he was serious. He was totally focused. Every time Coach Belichick, you know, grabbed the podium and everything that he was saying, and he took to heart. And it wasn't just Belichick was talking to him. You know, Belichick was talking to everybody through him. So that's what he tried to relay a little bit in the locker room. And like I said, if off the field also, and linebacker dinners or whatever.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.